Sports, I'm Jason Dinesen. Joe Ryan outdueled Paul Skeens as the Minnesota Twins beat Pittsburgh 2-1 on Friday night at Target Field. Ryan on pitching around 5 hits and 2 walks in his 5 innings pitched.
You know that there's not going to be a ton of run scoring that day, so you just want to minimize as much as you can, and I think we did a pretty good job of that early, and then the bullpen locked it down. They did an outstanding job, so that was great to just hold it and get a team win.
Carlos Correa left the game with an ankle injury. Manager Rocco Baldelli says it's the same ankle Correa has had surgery on in the past, and Baldelli says he thinks Correa will be okay. The Minnesota Lynx are at Chicago today for the team's 6th game since July 3rd. Coach Cheryl Reeve on her team's mental toughness.
I have players on our bench that are not happy with their playing time. Not a single one of them affects the team. How you handle it matters, and it determines whether your team is successful or not. Because any little things throughout the course of the season, you're already tired, you're already drained, and you're trying to muster it up. And to have little things nagging and pulling at you, that's when teams fall apart and they can't respond in tough times.
The Lynx are a WNBA best 18-3 on the season. The Lynx say guard Carly Samuelson has undergone foot surgery at the Mayo Clinic. The team says Samuelson can start rehab in 6 to 8 weeks. Samuelson suffered the injury to her left foot during a game on June 29th. The Minnesota Timberwolves continue playing the Las Vegas Summer League tonight with a game against Denver. The St. Paul Saints lost to Iowa last night 8-7. Minnesota United hosts San Jose tonight in the MLS, while the Minnesota Aurora host Utah United today in the semifinals of the USL W League playoffs. I'm Jason Dinesen, and this is Sports on MNN.